look, it's M. Scott Morris from the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal on our phone,
live
and in person.
So that's because they don't invite me to the studio.
And you're no Paul Thorne.
Yeah.
Actually, we've invited you over and over and over. You're just too good to be here. Either that or you'd prefer just doing the review in your underwear.
I don't want to think about that.
You know, I'm actually right now in my underwear.
Ah!
All right. So the movie this week, The 100-Foot Journey.
Oh,
no.
Now I have clothes over my underwear.
He doesn't know how to do that. 100-Foot Journey today. We're on the weekend. Okay, did you see it?
I did. This is my job. I'm the movie review guy. I call in, I see movies.
How are you not there now? Because I would be there now to see it again.
To see it again?
Yes.
Well, it's a long, kind of slow movie. I mean, it was enjoyable, and it swept me up in it. I had a good time. But I wouldn't say that I fell in love with it, that I would want to watch it again and again and again.
Really? Because I am going to own this movie. I absolutely loved it. It was kind of long at times. At some point in time,
it may come on cable, and I'll watch it with my wife. And
really?
And then we'll do that. Or we might rent it for her to see it, because she will enjoy it.
So you didn't hate it?
See, the basic story is a family from India kind of immigrates around and ends up in France.
Uh-huh.
France is the American way.
France.
And he is a chef, and he's across a prestigious restaurant, and it's a chance for him, and so it's kind of a culture clash, but also mainly just people who love food. You leave hungry. I mean, I left hungry. Was everybody else hungry?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so it's a sweet, slow-moving tale about this guy who becomes a top-notch chef and his loves and his disappointments and all that and his family life. It's a really complete, rich tale. No doubt about it.
Oh. Who was in it besides Helen Mirren?
Well, the guy who was Papa is named Om Puri, I believe.
Yeah.
And the guy who was Hassan, who is the kind of our main guy, was Manish Dayal.
And he's cute.
You know, I didn't really notice that so much, but Charlotte Le Bon, who was Marguerite, she was cute.
Yes, she's very cute.
Continues to be cute, I imagine, wherever she is now.
And I kept thinking she was Tina Fey for some reason.
No, she would be a little bit younger than Tina Fey. Yeah.
Just a little. All
right. So I show it at the Malco, and I saw it with a friend of mine who was a professional chef, and she said the only issue she had, well, that gave away a plot point, though. So I'm not going to do it.
Really?
A professional chef had an issue. And I'll tell you, Kelly, after we hang up.
That's enough, yeah.
After we hang up? All right. Yeah, okay. So what kind of grade are you going to give 100-Foot Journey?
I'm going to give it a B+.
Oh, wow. I'm giving it an A.
An A from Kelly Carlson.
I loved it. I really
loved
did.
It. You're going to own it.
I'm going to own it.
You're going to download it illegally and have it on your computer.
Good Lord, no. I don't have a computer.
She wouldn't know how to do that even if she had a computer.
I wouldn't know how either. Yeah.
All right. It's 100-Foot Journey. It's showing at the Malco. Check out the movie review in the scene section of Thursday's Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal, cooked up with a dash of salt and vinegar with M. Scott Morris.
You know, I think I really I do use salt and vinegar. I'm so glad you noticed.